It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. Here is some information that will help you to know more about CARE, C-A-R-E. The letters stand for Cooperative for American Remittances Everywhere, Incorporated. It's a nonprofit organization specifically set up to provide an effective economical way for Americans to send food and other essentials to needy persons overseas. You may send a care package to a specific person or group. Simply give your name and address, and the name and address of the recipient, and you will receive a signed receipt upon delivery. If you do not know someone abroad you want to help, one of CARE's member agencies will choose a needy family for you. $5 delivers the new Basic CARE food package containing 26 pounds of meat, beans, sugar, and milk powder. $10 will send the larger standard package. Remember, freedom is threatened when starvation and suffering persist. Food will help whip communism in economically weak countries. Send your contribution today to CARE, New York. Once there was a fisherman who heard about a lake that was simply loaded with bass. So when his wife went out of town to visit her aunt for a couple of days, the fisherman got two friends together and headed for Lake Winnehop-a-Pookie.
Oh, this should be a wonderful day, Mr. McGee. I hope there are fish in this lake of yours.
Don't you worry, Wimp.
I hope so, too. This is a long way to go just to sit in a boat and get sunburned.
We'll murder him, fellas. They tell me this lake is so thick with big bass, the water is lumpy out there. Turn left the next crossroad, Doc.
Right.
No, left. Or maybe it is right.
I didn't mean to turn right. I just meant
right. Yeah, there's the crossroad up ahead. Turn right when you get there.
I hope you know where we're going. Hey, incidentally, where'd you get this fascinating rumor about all the bass at Lake...
This is no rumor, Fats. This tip comes straight to me from the office of Frank Cruikshank, director in charge of the state fish hatchery, boy.
Oh, well, he certainly should know where the fish are if he hatched them.
Betcha. Frank Cruikshank's nephew, kid that runs a filling station across from the Elks Club's mother's cleaning woman on Thursdays. She's got a boyfriend that collects shaving mugs, and his barber told me that
Oh, for the love of Mike.
Yes, one of those again.
All right, you guys, you just wait and see. I shouldn't ought to give away my sources of confidential information anyhow.
You couldn't give away that kind of... Hey, here's the crossroad. Is this where I...
Yeah, turn left here.
But you said to...
Turn left.
Whoa, this road is murder.
I think you must have took the wrong turn, Doc, because...
What?
No, this must be right. Keep going, we'll see.
Oh, for the love of...
What's the name of this lake again, Mr. McGee? What you call it?
Winnehop-a-Pookie.
My goodness, what a name for a lake.
That's no lake, Wallace, that's a disease. I remember looking for a cure for it in medical school.
Huh?
It is usually found in short, noisy people who suffer from hallucinations about catching big bass in hidden lakes that nobody knows about except a cleaning woman whose boyfriend collects shaving mugs and oddball friends like this one in the front seat with me. I don't think we'll ever find a lake, much less catch any fish.
No,
McGee, what's the idea of jamming your foot on the brake? Give me back those ignition keys. What's the matter with you?
You've been riding me ever since we left home 4 hours ago, you big fat septic, and I've had enough.
Oh, you're going to get out? Good.
No, but I'll just make a little bet with you right here and now.
A bet?
Yes. If we don't find that lake in the next 10 minutes, I'll buy you and Wimp each a box of cigars. Panatellas.
You will, huh?
And if we do find the lake, you buy me and Wimp each a box of Panatellas.
Oh, I like that. No matter which way it comes out, I win. This is the kind of a bet... Hey, wait a minute. What am I happy about? I don't smoke cigars.
In the next 10 minutes. That's the deal?
Right.
Could I have mine in ice cream cones? I don't smoke
all
cigars.
All right, loudmouth. It's a bet.
Good.
A box of Panatella cigars at the first general store we come to. If you want to throw your money away, impulsive, I'll
come on,
be happy.
Come on. Let's get going. Here's your car keys.
Thank you.
Turn left at that dirt road up ahead there. That'll do it.
You hear that, Wallace? Been lost for 3 hours, and all at once he's got everything settled. Just turn left at that dirt road. That'll do it, he says.
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised if it does, Doctor. According to the little sign on the fence post here.
Huh? What sign?
On the right here. Lake Winnehoppapoogee, turn off, just ahead.
What? I didn't say... Why, you little swindler. Oh.
Get your wallet ready, Impulsive. Jeez. Box of panatellas at the next general store, which I understand is right on the edge of the lake for all the big bags.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
How do you like jazz? This way? Or is this your kind of jazz? Hot, cool, smooth, sophisticated. They're all in the brilliant new RCA Victor Jazz Series. 16 jazz albums by the world's best jazz musicians. And listen, you can have a private audition with the RCA Victor Jazz Sampler, a 45 extended play record with 6 excerpts from the new RCA Victor Jazz Series. $1.58 value, but all you pay is 10 cents for postage and handling. Send your name, address, and 10 cents to Jazz, Box 235, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Jazz, Box 235, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Send for your jazz sampler today.
Remember, the world's best names for quality. RCA and RCA Victor.
What's that? Say, you fellas drove all the way up here from Whistle Vista?
That's right, Mr.
Potts is my name. Oh. Chadwick Potts. This is my store and boathouse here. Just getting ready to close up for a few days. What can I do for you?
Well, we came up to do some fishing, bud. Like to rent one of your boats.
Fishing? Oh, you fellas are wasting your time. Ain't no fishing Lake Winnehoppapoogee.
Oh, my.
Lake's been fished out for years.
What? Fished out?
Now, if you boys had been here right after the war, Spanish-American War, that is. Oh, there was fine fishing that year.
Yeah?
But since old Teddy Roosevelt died, it's gone from bad to worse. Can't even catch a catfish out there these days. Catch a few suckers now and then. They drive up in the city.
McGee, come over here. I want to talk to you.
Now relax, Doc. Can't you see what the old boy's up to? He's trying to keep the strangers away so his friends will catch all the big ones. They all do this.
I wonder where his friends are. They must have all drowned. There's nobody here but us and Mr. Potts. Frankly, this place looks deserted to me.
Deader than the buggy whip business. I've got a notion to hit you right over
there. Doggone it, will you guys believe me for once? I tell you, there's big bass in this lake. We're here already anyhow, so let's try it.
All right.
Okay.
Don't forget the panatellas when we get back to town.
I'll have ice cream.
I won that bet fair and square, and if this joint had cigars, I'd...
What do you boys decide?
We'll take one of your boats.
Oh? Well, they're in mighty bad shape, I tell you. Leak like a sieve. Thought I ought to warn you.
Well, we'll take our chances, Mr. Potts.
We will?
Well, it's all right with me. As long as you sign the usual I promise not to sue Potts if I drown form. Well, I'll go get one. The boats are over there. Pick one out, and I'll be right back.
Mr. McGee, don't you think...
Ah, he's just trying to scare us, that's all, Wimp. But we don't scare easy.
We don't?
No. Here. This boat looks okay to me. Come on. Put our gear in, and let's get going. Get it all in there. Put that on that seat there.
All right.
Now, get in. You first, Doc.
Okay.
Watch your step now.
Okay, I'm in. Seems all right. Still floating.
See, what did I tell you, Wimp? If that boat will hold Doc, it'll hold anybody.
Well, I see you boys are all set. Just sign here. And that'll be $2.50 for the use of the boat.
Here you are, sir.
Well, good luck. Oh, and before I forget, you see that island way out there in the middle of the lake? And don't fish around there.
Why not?
Pretty rocky. Might get stuck out there. Bad place.
Oh, well, thanks for the warning, Pop.
Well, just thought I'd tell you. Because I'm locking up and going away for a few days, and I won't be here to come and get you.
We'll be careful.
And if you get back, why, just leave the boat to...
If we get back.
I mean, when you get back, just leave the boat tied up here where it is now. Unless the hole in the bow is so big it won't float. And in that case...
Oh, stop it. Come on, let's go, fellas. We'll take turns rowing. We'll let you go first, Wim. You ready?
All set, Mr. McGee.
Stroke. Oh, come on, Wimp. Stroke. Lean on that oar, boy.
I am, Mr. McGee. But the boat is wedged so tight between these jagged rocks that I...
Hey, what was that?
The oar broke.
Oh, no. That's the last one. The other one broke.
Keep bailing, Patso. Keep bailing. Oh. I'll figure some way to get us off of these rocks. Hey, Wimp, stick your thumb in that hole in the bottom of the boat.
Which hole, Mr. McGee? The water's coming in through a dozen different holes.
Well, take your shoes off. Stick your toes in a few of them. Now, let's keep calm.
I ought to drown you, McGee.
Huh?
You heard Pot say to stay away from this island. Why do we have to come out here? Bail, Wallace.
Because if Pot don't want us to fish here, this must be where the big ones are, that's why. Now, keep bailing. Keep bailing.
Stupid. I wonder if Pot can hear us.
Huh?
Help, Mr. Pot. Are you there? Help! Bail, Wallace.
Help! He said he was leaving. Help! Bobby closed up and help! Gone.
Oh, don't get panicky, my gosh. Just because we're 3 miles from shore in a leaky boat, nothing to eat. I mean, gee whiz, we're only 40 feet from the island. We can swim to there.
Who's gonna find us there? It's getting dark.
Probably wild animals all over that island.
Well, bail, you guys, bail! Help, Mr. Pot! Are you there? Help!
Help!
Help! Hey, Pot!
Fibber and Molly will be right back. This is John Wald, and if you're like me, you like your mystery listening realistic and exciting. Well, NBC has a program for you tomorrow that is just that. Realistic and exciting. It's Dragnet, the story of your police force in action, with Jack Webb starring as the hard-working Sergeant Joe Friday. Cases presented on Dragnet are from the files of the Los Angeles Police Department. And you hear the inside story of the never-ending work behind the scenes in a big city police force. It's fascinating listening as you travel step by step on the side of the law with Joe Friday and his partner Frank Smith. Hear Dragnet tomorrow and every Tuesday night. And now, speaking of Tuesday night, let's take a moment for a reminder that Lux Radio Theater will be heard in the fall each Tuesday night on NBC. The first presentation is Wuthering Heights, starring Merle Oberon, and you'll hear it Tuesday, September 14th. Lux Radio Theater, radio's greatest dramatic show on NBC beginning Tuesday, September 14th.
Oh, that water's cold.
Yeah. You okay, Wimp?
I guess so. It sure was funny how the boat suddenly went under like that, wasn't it?
Oh, hilarious. This whole trip has been hilarious. I don't know which is going to be more fun. Spending the next few days on this island searching for food, or the day the rescue party finally arrives and I explain how McGee's arm got broken in 3 places.
Take it easy, Doc. Take it easy.
Oh.
Control yourself. So we're stuck on this island overnight. My gosh, we've camped out before. First thing we got to do is build us a roaring fire and dry out and... Matches are wet, aren't they?
That's a coincidence. So am I.
Well, at least we won't go hungry. I'll rig up some fishing tackle and catch us a mess of bass that... Oh. Tackle all went down with the boat, didn't it?
Yes. You we saved. Wallace, we're idiots.
True, Doctor.
Well, gee, who is I? Well, good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production, transcribed, with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple, Arthur Q. Bryan as Doc Gamble, and Jess Kirkpatrick as Mr. Potts. This is John Wald, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night to find out how Robinson Crusoe McGee and his stranded friends make out on the deserted island. Good night.